If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And we have it now, Lee, the lie of the year.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Joe Biden is sharp as a tack.
Yes. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Remember deep fakes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, deep fakes. Yeah. Deep fakes were what the right wing was using to try to paint the exceptionally sharp as a tack president as not so sharp. But it was all deep and it was all fake.
Yeah.
Lie of the year.
Yeah. That's a very good candidate for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's just and to think how many people were involved in this lie. And how obvious it was that it was a lie. Just amazing. What a political year this has been.
Yeah. And I would say, when I saw the headline, I'm like, oh, which one will it be? Because there's been so many big lies from the media this year.
Yeah.
But that's what they're going with. Lie of the year. And I'm telling you, this guy is tough. He's smart. He's on his game. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas offered a similar defense, calling Biden sharp. The most difficult part about the meeting with President Biden is preparing for it, he said, because he's sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused. Yeah, maybe on ice cream and nap time, but not much else.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I just...
The link, by the way, and there's so many links they could have used, to be fair, but it's to an NBC News piece about how absolutely sharp Joe Biden is. Headline, Biden allies say president is sharp, special counsel criticism is BS. And remember, and they wanted it both ways. That's a really good point.
Of course.
The special counsel said that Trump, let's put it this way, the Justice Department's position was that Trump should go to prison for dozens and dozens and dozens of years because he was sharp. But Joe Biden should also not go to prison for dozens and dozens of years for doing the same thing Trump was accused of because he was just out of it. He was confused. He was an old guy. And look, a jury would find him sympathetic and wouldn't convict him. So we'll just put Trump in prison and let Biden go, was their position. After which Biden then came out and said, well, his administration, are you kidding me? So unfair. We don't know what they're talking about. Okay, well, if that's your position, then we should go ahead and charge you for all that classified data that you stole when you were a vice president and a senator.
Right.
Oh, no. We don't want to be held responsible for that.
Well, like you said, as usual, Democrats always try to have it both ways.
Yeah. By the way, just to be clear, if you're still relying on PolitiFact, don't. They were one of those who corrected this, right?
Yeah.
They said it was a flop, not a lie. So, no. No.
Right up there with Stephanopoulos, huh?
So all of that going on. Meanwhile, we have the, this is a very interesting story. And I can't even do it in one segment. So I'm going to just give you the bullet points. I'm going to put it in the Battleground America podcast today.
There you go.
But we have the, I started with this yesterday. We had the federal air marshals have come out and warned us about an impending attack by Al-Qaeda. There is a CIA special agent who, she is the one who did the investigation of Benghazi. She's advised several congressional committees. She has a lot of credibility. She went on a podcast and she was laying out that there is a Al-Qaeda army already inside the United States of America, that there are at least 1,000 of them, according to the chatter, and that they are preparing for an October 7th style assault. And they've been getting this, how should I put this? They've been getting this information for a while, and that this whole thing has been planned, that October 7th was the first, supposed to be the first shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. Then after that, the major planning was for the invasion of Syria and the takeover of Syria by Al-Qaeda. The leader of Al-Qaeda in Syria now rules Syria, or what's left of it. And so that was going to be the second shoe to drop. She said, what is coming next is to look for, and you'll know when this is starting, a wave of embassy terror attacks. Our embassies are going to be hit all over the world, as will the UK's embassies. And when you see that, she said, that'll be the next wave. After that, there's going to be a massive attack on America, unlike anything we've ever seen. There's over 1,000 of them. And she said, that the attack will be simultaneous and in waves. In other words, once it starts, it will not stop. It's not going to be a one-off event like 9/11.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Where it's horrific, but then it's over after, you know, a few planes hit. She said it's going to just keep going. And she said that this this small Al-Qaeda army, about 1,000 of them inside the country, has trained for this. And that, again, the first, that October 7th, in Israel was actually just the first of a wave of attacks that would span a couple of years. And she's also said that that Al-Qaeda is also inside the UK, and that you will see these attacks simultaneous in the UK and the United States of America, but that it's coming and it will begin to happen soon. And she described how they now have suicide vests that cannot be detected on our airlines. So she's using a lot of open source stuff. Mm-hmm. She went on a podcast. So the federal air marshals picked all of this up, verified it, and said they're not getting any of this kind of in, they're not getting like this intel, particularly the details that she had about the vests that they apparently are training to wear for these attacks, and that our airways are completely undefended right now against this, like, basically undetectable new, like, kind of suicide vest. So interesting stuff. If it was just the podcast alone, her name is Sarah Adams. I would say, well, that's interesting. We'll see if it goes down. I mean, given she's got this very, you know, vaunted history of trust by Congress and her involvement in Benghazi and all of that, maybe she's got some good sources. Maybe she doesn't. I don't know. But the federal air marshal's also coming out and making this warning, too, that this is coming. And they are actually, she says, already on the ground in America. Now, that part wouldn't surprise me.
No, not at all. When you consider the lax border security we've had over this past 4 years with the Biden-Harris administration, and the fact that it is known that Donald Trump will oppose, terrorist activities on American interest, both here and abroad, very harshly and militarily, whereas you had the Biden administration who were apologists for terrorists and basically enabling many terrorist nations like Iran to, attack us with, lack of sanctions or the release of funds.
She also says a lot of money funding these attacks is actually coming directly from Congress.
Well, like I said, yeah.
And it is the money that our inspector general has confirmed that we are paying to the Taliban in Afghanistan. And the way they end up getting it, we don't write it to 1-800-TALIBAN. We basically just write it. We end up giving it to the Afghan government, which is the Taliban. It gets funneled through a lot of aid agencies.
Yeah, just help them launder it.
Yeah, but they're getting millions of dollars a week. And she said that it has become that Afghanistan is becoming one big terror training haven. We will eventually find that a lot of the terrorists who do the attack on our soil and in the UK were trained there in Afghanistan, and that we paid for a lot of the training.
Well, so much for fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them here.
Right now, we pay for their training now. So, and the CIA works with them when they want to take over a country like Syria and helps them with logistics. So all that is supposed to be coming. We will see. I'm going to deep dive into it. It's really crazy. The story gets even crazier for there. From there on the Battleground America podcast today. So some must listen radio, especially the warning from the Air Marshal National Council that, they have written to Congress saying, hey, listen, we need to get on this. But, what's also interesting, one of the lies of the year, just to start what we started this segment with, was Trende Aragua did not take over an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. That did not happen.
Yeah.
Right. So overnight, also Trende Aragua did not get arrested for taking people hostage and torturing them.
Yeah, those 14 people were not arrested.
Yeah. No, they weren't arrested.
No.
Not at all.
Not
14. No, and the woman's fingernails were not plucked out by Trende Aragua, and he was absolutely not stabbed by them.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. We didn't see these kind of crimes before. We saw terrible crimes, gangs killing each other, but not in this, sort of systematic way.
Yeah, not this deep into the interior.
I never heard the words Trende Aragua.
Yeah. Until last year.
Until last year. Yeah. I never. Now they're in 18 states. Like formal operation. I mean, I'm sure they're in all the states, but they're in formal operation set up in 18 states. Thank you, Joe Biden.
I guess you'd remember the good old days of just MS-13, huh?
I know. I'd love to in the Bloods and the Crips, the good old American Bloods and Crips. I want to get back to that. That'd be cool.